Well, Queensland's Newman government, is it anti-arts? That's the question, which a lot of arts patrons are asking, after the government last week pulled funding from the Queensland Youth Orchestras. Now, this is a huge organisation. It's based in Brisbane. It includes three orchestras, three full orchestras. There's a string ensemble as well, a couple of wind groups, and a big band. And these groups operate, they play, right across the state, right across the state of Queensland. The organisation had its funding halved in 2011, and now it loses a $50,000 grant. And this comes after last month's cuts to other youth arts organisations, including the peak body in Queensland, Youth Arts Queensland. Cuts to the arts in that state began last year with the Premier's Literary Awards, and the Premier cut those, Newman cut those, shortly after his government was elected. So what's going on in Queensland? We did ask the Queensland Arts Minister, Ian Walker, to come on the show to explain the cuts and to talk about the arts agenda in Queensland, but he did decline that invitation. Joining me now is Imogen Shields, who's the Creative Director of Youth Arts Queensland. Imogen, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
So what's the mood in Queensland, you know, in relation to these cuts? Does the arts community feel as though the Newman government is in some way targeting the arts?
Well, I mean, absolutely. We feel that, you know, the youth arts sector has feels like it's been targeted, even though the government has said that it hasn't strategically or proactively wanted to remove the funds from the youth arts sector. I mean, but of course we understand that across so many other social and community types of organisations that this funding has been taken away as well. So we're not pretending that only the arts sector has been negatively affected from funding cuts throughout Queensland, but absolutely when we're looking at the overall cuts to the arts industry, youth arts has been, you know, severely impacted.
Hmm. Well, the government says that it's awarding companies who've presented strong business models and who are at the forefront of attracting more punters, and that that's the way it works. When you look at it in a dispassionate way, is that a fair account of what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, Arts Queensland has introduced a new investment framework model. So it means that you know, organisations that have, under the existing criteria, been able to prove that, you know, they have strong investment models in terms of financial return, have been those organisations that have succeeded. But, you know, it hasn't taken into consideration, I believe, the wider, you know, social, community, economic and long-term benefits that that youth arts organisations can provide.
How do you mean? Because on the face of it, favouring organisations who are good at managing money, you have a good business model, sounds like a responsible way to spend taxpayers' money.
It is, but I feel that it's extremely short-term vision. You know, it doesn't demonstrate the recognition and value of the long-term impacts of youth arts and its criticalness to the entire arts industry.
Okay, let's get specific. I mean, what are you saying are the values that are not being put on this ledger? What are these long-term values that you want to be counted?
I mean, we're talking about, you know, a reduction, you know, the funding of the youth arts would lead to improved, you know, social, civic, cultural benefits. I mean, youth arts has absolutely, you know, would increase health and psychological well-being, academic performance, you know, disengaged communities, and all of these kind of things that improve communities.
Can you give us some examples, though? Imogen, just give us some examples, though. I mean, these are big, big claims you're making. Just give us an example of how something that's been going on that you think is worthwhile long-term that's now been cut won't happen. Just give us a kind of specific example of these benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So Youth Arts Queensland, for example, supports and works with young artists to provide them with skills to make a living from their artwork, and, you know, moving in transition from studying or training into an actual career. And the Arts for All Queensland strategy, which is a new arts strategy for the entire state, has really outlined, you know, the importance of graduate pathways. But I'm really, you know, confused as to how the government aims to achieve this after defunding organisations like Youth Arts Queensland that provide those critical services.
Well, that's your outfit, which is Youth Arts Queensland. What services have you been providing that you won't be able to provide anymore?
You know, one of our key services is what we call the Career Pathways Program, where young people who have, you know, proactively got the ambition to follow the career, to follow the arts as a, more than just a hobby or as a career, you know, come to us for advice, training, support, networking, and it's, you know, a crucial step in their development, and also it's part of the wider youth arts, or sorry, the wider benefit of the arts in terms of, you know, there's theatre shows, for example, that are accepted into some of these bigger festivals, but, you know, these would be young people who came to us for their first, you know, piece of advice, their first miniature grant, you know, that really kind of got them up the ground so that they could then proceed, you know, in their career and be successful in these larger funded organisations.
How much have you lost in the cuts? How much money?
Well, if you don't mind me talking in bigger terms rather than just our organisation, because it's bigger than just Youth Arts Queensland. Queensland's total budget, Arts Queensland and the major cultural institutions, was over $300 million. So in addition to this, small to medium organisations now receive about $10.6 million, which is about 3% of their overall portfolio. There have been $11 million cuts from the small to medium organisations, which is about a third of the funding. And before the funding cuts, Youth Arts represented about 10% of those small to medium funding.
So you're saying, sorry to interrupt you, Imogen, so you're saying that in the new funding model, there's been a movement of funding away from Youth Arts towards more mainstream arts. Is that what's happened, or has the overall arts budget been cut? Or is it simply that you're...
The overall arts budget has been cut, but what's remaining is that of the, you know, a third of what's been cut from the S2N, the small to medium organisations, that Youth Arts only receives about 5% of that. And that is absolutely disproportionate to, you know, the 40% of children and young people in Queensland under the age of 30. And it's also to a sector that was already receiving disproportionate funding.
Yeah, it's frustrating that the minister has declined to come on because, you know, I've got to supply the answers the minister would give as well, and the minister would say, but we're making cuts across the board in Queensland where, you know, we've got an austerity policy, so there's no... He probably would say there isn't a targeting of the arts. Everybody's got to take a cut.
Yeah, there's a few things about that. I mean, firstly, not everybody has taken a cut. The major institutions have not received any cuts whatsoever. So the cuts have been made to the small to medium organisations. And like I said, small to medium organisations, you know, the funding for Youth Arts in that was already disproportionate to, you know, not in favour of Youth Arts. And, you know, of what's remaining, there's a minuscule amount of organisations that have, you know, the needs of children and young people at the core of their mission left that are receiving funding.
Now, here at Books and Arts Daily, we're talking about the cuts to arts funding in Queensland. Recent announcements have hit youth arts activities in Queensland particularly hard, and we're talking to Imogen Shields, who's the Creative Director of Youth Arts Queensland. Now, we've received some pretty passionate lobbying on behalf of the Queensland Youth Orchestras, which is this organisation that represents a kind of consortium of youth orchestras and bands and so on across Queensland, a very vigorous outfit. They've been running since 1966, so they've got a long history. And they've declined to come on the show because I gather they're actually in talks with the government to discuss the future of the organisation. Perhaps they're hoping the government will reconsider the cuts that have been made. In fact, I gather that's what they're hoping. Did you have a similar opportunity to negotiate with the government to talk about the decision that's been made?
We, of course, have been in discussion with the government before and after these cuts. we've been advocating with them for a very long time about, you know, the value and impact of youth arts. And, you know, even though we have had, you know, good response from the Minister in his understanding of the value of youth arts, it's, you know, has been somewhat of a shock that we have all received these cuts. And, yes, we have been in discussion with Arts Queensland about some kind of intermediary funding. There's actually, you know, we've been advised that there is none of that left, actually, so that pool of funds has, as I've been told, dried up. But, you know, Youth Arts Queensland is here more to support our members that have received those funding cuts. So, you know, the Queensland Youth Orchestra is the contacting the backbone Youth Arts, you know, and as the peak body, it's our prerogative to make sure that, first and foremost, that those organisations, you know, have what they need to survive. So, you know, Youth Arts Queensland as the peak body doesn't want to be seen to be, I guess, in competition for those funds.
All right, Imogen, we might leave it there. Thank you so much for giving us your take on this very challenging situation. Imogen Shield, she's the Creative Director of Youth Arts Queensland, and there is an online campaign to save the Queensland Youth Orchestras, urging people to write to the Queensland Minister for the Arts, that's Ian Walker, and to his federal counterpart, George Brandis. If you go to the Orchestra's Facebook page, you can register your support there, if that's what you're inclined to do. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN. I'm Michael Cathcart. Next up, we're going to look at the summer festivals that are coming up across Australia.